RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Coming soon, the all-new Sportage. For more, log on to kia.com.
Friday and weekend sports news now. Here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, good morning, Anya. Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 800th career goal last night before driving home a penalty winner as Manchester United beat Arsenal 3-2 in a memorable contest. Arsenal had scored a controversial opener. They got a corner. When it came in, the Manchester United keeper David De Gea fell to the ground seemingly injured with his back to play, and Emile Smith Rowe drove the ball into the net. There was a VAR check. It took 3.5 minutes, and it transpired a Manchester United player, Fred, had collided with the goalkeeper, and the referee didn't blow his whistle before the ball was in the net, so the goal had to stand. There was a lot of controversy, but Bruno Fernandes equalised soon after. Then Ronaldo put United ahead, but Martin Odegaard made it 2-2 with the well-taken equaliser before Ronaldo scored his 801st goal from the penalty spot to make it 3-2 for United. No player has ever scored 800 goals in senior football. Ronaldo has scored 130 across two spells for United, 5 for Sporting Lisbon, 450 for Real Madrid, 101 for Juventus, and 115 for Portugal. It's a remarkable record. It kind of took a bit of light away from the other story, because after the game, Michael Carrick announced he has decided to leave Manchester United after ending his spell as caretaker's manager. He's been at the club for over 15 years. He was unbeaten in his 3 games in charge. So how does he feel about leaving?
I feel good, yeah. I feel quite calm, actually. Which is quite satisfying knowing I feel that like I've made the right decision at this stage. Yeah, it's obviously been a kind of roller coaster week in terms of with Bill thinking about the decision, and it's taken a lot of kind of time and effort in that way. But I'm convinced it's the right decision. It's time of 15 and a half years I've been here, and when you're here, you've got to give absolutely everything for to be here. It takes over your life. I told my family when I finished playing I'd have some time with them and retire and have a breather, because obviously playing here is tough enough, and then coming into coaching here is, I think I owe them a bit of time, and I'm really looking forward to that. It just feels the right time. Sometimes life takes you in certain ways, and that good feeling I had over recent days was just, it's the perfect night really to finish on, you know, and I couldn't have hoped for anything more.
Your son wants you to take him in the away end, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. I mean, I have taken him once before, but he's... I've told the boys in there in the changing room. I only told them after the game tonight, so they weren't aware of it. And I've told them I'll be here for sure. I'll be coming to games here, and I'll be definitely going in the away end and supporting them from there. And I'm actually really looking forward to that side of it, to be honest, because I've been on this side of it for so long, and get back to enjoying football as a fan again.
I think that we have to be good, and in both situations. When we have a space, in this case, I think this team is very good, no? Because in front we have players with quality, but at the same time fast players, very good, no? To exploit the space. In one end, in the other end, I think that we have to try to improve when we don't find space to move better the ball, to find the right solution. Because during the training session, we'll have a training session, no? To find the right solution in both situations, with space and without space, and
That's Antonio Conte reacting to Tottenham's 2-0 win over Brentford in the other Premier League game last night. It's an unbeaten league start for him, so he's pleased with it, as you can hear. Sergio Canos had given them the lead with an own goal before Son Heung-min finished off a great counter-attacking move for Spurs in the second half. In Scotland, Celtic beat Hearts 1-0 with a goal from Kyogo Furuhashi, and that means Celtic closed the gap on the leaders Rangers to just 4 points. At home, St Patrick's Athletic confirmed last night that Tim Clancy has left Drogheda United to join them on a 2-year contract. In rugby, Ireland's men's and women's teams are in action at the World Rugby Sevens in Dubai this morning. The men's side have just lost narrowly to Great Britain, 24-21. Jordan Conroy got 2 tries for Ireland, Jude Postlethwaite got the other. And the women's team also lost narrowly in their opening game. Fiji beat Ireland 24-19. The Irish tries came from Lucy Mulhall, Bevin Parsons and Cathy Baker. There's a big game tonight at the RDS when Leinster play Connacht at 7:45. Following last weekend's loss to Ulster, Leinster have loaded their starting 15 with a host of Ireland internationals for the game. Harry Byrne replaces brother Ross at out half, and you can hear the game live on Radio 1 Extra tonight. In golf, Rory McIlroy's in a tie for the lead at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. He shot a round of 6 under par 66, and he leads along with Mexico's Abraham Anser and Daniel Berger of the USA. In racing, twice Grand National winner Tiger Roll is confirmed amongst the field of 8 for tomorrow's Manny Clouds Chase at Aintree, and the racing action at home today is at Dundalk. The first race is at 4 o'clock.